definitely live.
Take it like a fan.
Or don't listen.
Yeah, Chip, Bo, Dog, and Shorty B.
I can speak for myself.
R.I.P. Dolph.
Sometimes.
He's already on one.
On one
I'm
what?
I'm just sitting here looking at these.
Can I start the show with something? Can I do an opening segment?
Well, I was just going to talk about Biden and the Hummer.
Nah, see, you can't even go 5 minutes without talking about
it. No, we're talking about sports.
Yeah, the sports, but before we get into sports, there's one.
Don't you guys want to know what Joe Exotic's happened? Because I'm sitting
here
reading
this
article.
Yeah, yeah, that can wait. You always lead off the show, but we're going to start a little different this week. Keep our viewers on edge.
Okay.
So I'm relaxing after work the other day, and I get a text message from my phone.
Okay. You got a text message from your phone?
Yeah, you might know the person, too.
Okay.
Yeah. You live with the person.
Okay.
You want me to read the text message?
I don't think so.
I do.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Yeah.
All right. So I even sent this song the other day. He's like, oh, hell no. Oh, here we go. Hey, Chris. I hope all is well. Would you please tell me how you make your burgers at Chip Loves so I can try and make something similar to surprise him? I haven't talked to Katie since I moved in here and I signed the docs.
That's hilarious.
I talk about him so much, man.
He sent the wrong recipe.
I was like, oh, man, I should tell her that I put mayonnaise on him. And I couldn't do it.
I told her, I said, man, I tried to take a picture. I know he takes down spices that aren't in the burgers because it doesn't make sense.
Hold on, did you tell her how?
I gave her some pointers. Of course,
you really did? You did?
I'm not going to tell her everything, obviously. I told her key components. And she was like, that's interesting. I always thought, like, you put some special sauce on it or something. I was like, nope, three ingredients.
Because, yeah, because you, yeah, okay, so you didn't tell shit.
I did.
You got way more than three ingredients out here.
There is a lot more.
Looks can be deceiving.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He got that.
Well, just so you know, I was just reading this article real quick about, like, what the stars that are in prison are having for the holidays.
The stars in prison?
Yeah, what they're eating. Like, so Turkey Day.
Okay.
And Joe Exotic is coming up with he requested baked Cornish hen on spinach quiche, cornbread dressing, macaroni and cheese, sweet peas, pumpkin pie. That sounds like a terrible Thanksgiving.
For
why?
Yeah.
The Cornish hen on the
spinach. No, why? Why are prisoners making a request?
Dude, you should say Suge Knight. It's crazy. It's like three pages.
So we're rewarding people that are in jail now. Because they're a celebrity.
How about the guy Scott? Remember the guy Scott out of California that killed his wife, I believe it was? Scott, what was his name? Scott Peterson.
Yeah, Scott Peterson.
Yeah,
that's one too.
What?
All right. Oh, that's right. You laid a parlay on
that. Yeah, I do have a parlay going tonight.
Every week you send me your parlays and I tell you the team that's going
to
knock it out.
Well, that's why I didn't send it to you tonight. I showed you tonight. So
and
you got Detroit over Indiana?
I have Indiana -6.
Indiana
-6.5. They were just down, but I mean, it's.
They're still down. Yeah.
They got a full second half.
Yeah, you got the second half.
They'll worry about it.
This is the one that's going to stress me out. So we'll carry on.
Okay.
All right, keep going.
So. Obviously, we'll get into the picks. We'll get into the FanDuel. There was another shellacking.
I don't even care about FanDuel.
Horribly.
Just so everybody knows, yeah, I know why. You're probably going to answer this question now, listeners. Is that there's one person on the panel here that scored the lowest for the season. Lowest point score. Actually,
you mean lower than the no-show?
He had a zero.
Yeah, right.
Just like the Bucks.
Yeah.
Big fat zero.
See, that's all you want to keep. You want to keep deflecting.
I lose, they lose.
Yeah, but if you were number one in FanDuel right now, we'd be hearing about it.
No, not really. It's fantasy land.
We've heard about your poor fantasy championship.
Yeah, and I haven't heard me say much. It's like over and done with.
You guys heard about that meta shit that's going on with the Facebook?
Meta World Peace?
No,
meta.
Meta. It's like a virtual reality world.
Yeah, that's kind of like fantasy.
Yeah, they're coming out with the dude that owns Facebook.
The movie Gamer. Oh, yeah, I did hear a little.
They're saying that you could buy condos in that world already for like $1,400.
Yeah, man, that's a fact.
For what?
I don't know.
You've heard of the NFTs and all that, right?
And then you want to own a virtual condo?
I don't, dude. It's selling.
No, man. Haven't seen like a lot of these NFTs that are going for like $600,000, right? Okay, so it's about the same.
Look, he was talking to all right boys about the.
So this is like the same thing. This isn't like a new concept, though. I mean, this has been around for 15 years now. I mean, since damn near the evolution of the internet, they've got these little parcels that you can buy. And people sell real estate, man.
Yeah, people will sell.
Oh, digital real estate. They've got digital jobs in there. They're like DJs and shit.
They're trying to make it to where you can like
cryptocurrency. Right. You can. They have careers. There's millionaires in this.
Maybe 1940s or 50s or something like that. When not the shit. Because I hate all that crap. Dude.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I hate the social media crap. I hate it all.
As you said, in front of a laptop.
I sit in front of a laptop reading about. I would much rather. Go ahead and crack your jokes. I'd rather get a newspaper every morning.
Yeah, wouldn't you? Yeah. Where are the newspaper stands nowadays? Right. Come on.
Right.
Somebody help us out.
Where's the paper boys?
Paper boy.
Social media has its pros and cons for sure. It
has a lot of cons more than pros.
I mean, it depends on what you follow. You know, you don't have to
Devil's
follow,
Playground.
You don't have to follow
Facebook,
everything.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you guys see Le'Veon Bell's
what
post?
Happened in just like writing a letter? Or here's the best part, like when you miss a family member and you want them to be involved or something, invite them to it, or better yet, call them. No, take some pictures, then do like sit down every once in a while when you do like Thanksgiving and have something to fucking do on Thanksgiving and look over pictures of the past and shit like that. Do family shit. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, we'll be off next week, right?
I don't know. You guys tell me.
School.
We
hit.
Do you guys see Le'Veon Bell's new handle on Twitter?
Yeah, hashtag overrated.
Hashtag washed, hashtag fell off slow, bad rapper, wasted talent, clown, greedy, let down, old, overrated, anything else?
He's feeling bad about himself. Right?
Good. Whatever, you had your peak.
Man, he only ran for like 4 or 5 years, huh?
A good solid, like, about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
But
where he actually produced.
Where he actually produced. But he's made his money, he's fine. I wouldn't be worried
about it. I'm sure he spent it too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
So what's going on in the TMZ sports world? You're so fascinated.
Dude, how about we give a shout-out to the back-to-back AL
Manager of the Year, Kevin Cash, and our local Randy Rosarina for Rookie of the Year?
Huge.
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 Still a little pissed off there, Cash. I ain't gonna lie. Just a little bit.
You know where I stand on the Rays, and I really...
You don't stand.
They're having their winter meetings right now about the Rays splitting with Montreal.
I did read something about them getting Verlander, though.
No, he signed with the Astros.
Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
So, what do you want to do first?
What?
Let's talk about the Lightning.
We can talk about the Lightning. It was impressive. They've had a couple of impressive nights, but they've had some brutal ones leading up to this. Let's check. You know what? Let's check in and see.
They went last night? I fell asleep.
They're 8-3-3. Yes. Yeah, they won last night.
Did they win last night?
They're 8-3-3.
Or 2 nights ago.
Yeah, but I think they're only like plus one or two at points though, or something like that on the standings.
They what now?
Like plus what? I don't know. Like in points, like they're not. You can have whatever record you want, but it all matters about points in NHL. They're like mid of the conference.
I agree.
No, you just get extra points, which helps you if you're tied with another team. That's all that
matters.
Right. Oh man, where the hell are those stats? Let's
go. Yeah, we haven't talked a lot about the Lightning in general.
I mean, they've been.
I mean, not lately.
They've been playing good the past couple games.
But yeah, been spotty though for the season.
They're spotty. That's a polite and generous way of saying.
They had the 1-3-game losing streak. And other than that, I mean, they're going to lose.
We're third in the Atlantic.
People are going to come after them. You know, they're back to back champs. I mean, people are going to play their best game. If we beat the Lightning, you know, that shows where they stand. So people are going to come in. Every game ready, they're going to get 100% from every team. Why they might be playing that 80%.
Strelly got roughed up.
We still don't have Cooch. Cooch is injured.
Yeah, Cooch ain't coming back to the playoffs, just like last year.
But tomorrow night, we play the Flyers in Philly at 7.
I'm seriously paid every year for the different. I mean, I understand he's hurt, but throughout the
entire season. It's kind of like me at the law firm, huh?
Wow. I don't want to have to say it.
Yeah, you did.
Man, the Hurricanes are playing good too, huh?
So yeah, we're sixth in the Eastern Conference. We're third in the Atlantic.
Yeah, that's like fighting for a wild card spot right now.
Yeah, Maple Leafs, Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wild card
Red Wings are right behind us.
We got a long ways to go, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of hockey. A lot of hockey left.
Lots of hockey.
Oh, no, we'd be in right now if it stopped right now. We'd actually, the first wild card would be Flyers and then Red Wings.
Huh.
Huh.
Go Bolts.
Yeah, I actually laid down a FanDuel tonight. There's no Lightning game on, but...
Did you get your tickets yet?
You just got to go in and you have to pick which game.
Why haven't you picked any games yet? Why haven't you not?
We've talked about it. Every time I see a game that I really would like to go to,
it's away.
No,
it's in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Then he guess it's in Atlanta. It's
close. All right. Now what? What's the deal? I mean, like, they've had like several home games. You haven't even been to one yet.
I know.
So what's the problem?
Stop talking about it, because Katie's already on me about not going to games.
What does Katie have to? Oh, I guess she controls the burgers. She controls the tickets.
She doesn't control my FanDuel.
Obviously not.
Because I'm taking ass on my FanDuel. 13-17 for Chipper. What the actual fuck? No, Shorty P is almost 100 points behind at 12-39-84. Dog 12-09. That is 115 points behind. And Christopher Michael, 170 points behind, 11-47.
I would demand a recount.
I'm 100 you points behind.
I want to demand a recount. And as of
you are 12-39, I'm 13-17.
But ago? I would like to remind everybody that 2 weeks ago, just about 2.5 weeks ago, I was in the lead.
You were.
So it can change. It can change quickly.
You were in the lead for 22 seconds.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying. 100
it was
points.
Actually a solid week.
100 point swings. Those can go quick. That's where I'm going with this. That's where I brought myself to. It's really close to coming back again.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a couple more weeks and I'm in the lead again.
Man, it's hard for me to make teams right now.
Four fantasy teams. You're like right there, middle road every time.
Dude, four fantasy teams I'm dealing with and then doing this and then betting on top of it. Like, I'd be contradicting my picks.
Well, is that your problem?
Yeah,
that you're
I understand. I'm doing way too much.
I get
too many picks, too many.
So stop everything except for this because you really don't want to lose. Because here you have like people that now know you'll lose.
That's fine. I mean,
big deal out of it.
In first place in two of my leagues and my division, fantasy football. But
well, you guys definitely
it's all for
are.
Fun and games, too.
You know,
I
understand you are
definitely
like
not first place.
I'm not in first place. I can win every fantasy matchup and whatever and every week. The Bucks lose. That fucking weak shot.
Yeah,
it's all that matters.
God, that's true. But I also I told you not to put the Bucks in your parlay.
My parlay has nothing to do with
that. I know, but it makes it that much worse.
I could care less about that. I was hopefully maybe be some motivation.
What if you had won? What if the other three teams had hit and then the Bucks?
Man, they were they had 10 there.
They're still 6-3 in first place, but they're looking like dog shit.
Yeah, if they play like that the rest of the season, they won't be going too far.
Oh, they got hit right in their mouth early too.
All right, so let's just jump into it. Why?
Brady got hit early, and he did what? How many catches did he look for now?
I think two interceptions in the first like 4 or 5 minutes of the game.
One's not really on him. One's on Darnold. The other one was definitely on him, but I think he just came out really flat, not motivated, not the Brady we've seen before. It's a long season. After a bye, that's just embarrassing. That is straight embarrassing.
Do you feel like something's going on at home, man?
Huh?
Do you feel like something might be going on at home?
What the fuck's going on at home? I'm
just saying. There's been some things in the papers, though, with his wife and
really
everything
lately. I agree with you. But he did kind of start getting his shit together, even though they were pissing me off with the fucking pump and dump stupid fucking plays. When we're behind, it was pissing me off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. All of his passes were quick releases. He wasn't sitting in the pocket. He got hit that one time. He got hit. He really got hit. It was a hard hit, but I just don't think he wanted to go through it.
Well, you got to think they're a down receiver.
But what about
too,
the defense,
man?
Too?
Huh?
Exactly. The defense.
The defense gave the game away. They just kept third down. First and second down, they look great. Third down, third and 11, they get 12. Third and 13, they get 14.
Devin White's game would have been noticeable. 18 tackles, 2 sacks, three pressures.
He was all over the field.
He was all over the field, but it's sad that
you need everybody being all over the field.
Yeah.
Shaq Barrett's been really quiet. Have they announced his injury yet?
It's a bruised bone.
Bruised bone? That's a big bone to bruise.
he's probably out this week, but
Gronk's still going to be out.
They'll find
out. Antonio Brown's still going to be out.
AB was practicing today.
AB posted something. He said, get your popcorn ready or something.
They got to practice with pads on. And they got to make those game time cuts. Even though you don't play like you practice.
I mean, it's a big game. It's a big game to come back to Monday Night Football.
Huge game. We've been beat by the Giants the past 3 times we played them.
Sherm's out on the injury.
No, we beat
them last
year.
But still, it wasn't that pretty.
Sherm's out on an injury, so he won't be activated.
Dude, I'm... It's weird, man. Like, he was out there warming up and everything last game. Like, what's going on, bro?
I don't know, man.
Are you scared to play?
Who?
Richard Sherman.
No, he just wants to wait for the primetime spotlight.
No, I think more of it is, it could be that, save that gas for the end of the season. But I think he wasn't fully football ready.
Yeah, well, but he's been part. I know, but he's been part of our team now for the last four.
He came in and played three straight games. His hammy got torn up a little bit, sat out, and then he went to go run before practice, and his leg just kind of cramped up. They thought it was a bad cramp. Ended up being a strained calf. So I mean, the injury bug is gonna kill you. You just gotta be,
pull through it. It's not like we didn't have injuries last year too.
I don't know.
We did.
I blame the coaches on this one.
The play calling was really weak. The play
calling was bad.
There was no design. There was no change when things got ugly. There was no hurry. There was nothing. I mean, the fourth quarter play clock management.
I seen way too many screens that Chris got. There was probably six or seven.
They had, I think Washington got the ball left.
To Mike Evans, like 20, 30 yards or whatever.
Yeah, and that was because the safety was a bit over the top. But the same thing is, Washington had the ball. I was like, all right, Washington's got the ball. They got 11 minutes left. You know, drive down a little bit. Yeah, we'll get the ball back home. They held the ball the rest of the game for 11 minutes. Bruce Arians never decided to call a timeout. It's like 7 minutes left. The clock's just chewing. Call a timeout. Stop your defense. Get them rested. But no. Keep going. Keep going. And they literally took 10 of the last 11 minutes off the clock.
Yeah.
10 of the last 11 minutes off the clock when you're down by 3 points.
You're
down by 3.
This is an incredible final drive.
Yeah,
because they didn't stop the clock. They didn't want to try.
Second half, the offense looked like they started clicking a little better.
Yes, I agree.
Moving the ball, but when they scored that final touchdown, it was like, okay, now we're about to get on the roll. We're about to stop them, get the ball back, go down and score. Defense never
These
stopped
coaches,
them.
I think everybody in this clubhouse is way too comfortable right now thinking that, you know, when it gets there, it's going to get there. I don't see a drive. I don't see the ambition and the firepower of this offense like I did last year.
But we didn't know. We didn't see that either until after Thanksgiving.
But this shouldn't be like compared to last year at all. This is the second year with the same staff, same players. This should be in process right now. There's no turning point. I don't see a turning point right now. But this is what's scaring me.
So Sean and Scotty Miller are supposed to be returning as well as Carlton Davis.
Key names.
Within the next week or two.
Key names, but there's a lot of other names.
So Murphy Bunny.
Yeah, Sean, Scotty Miller, and then Carlton Davis. They
should we miss Davis
next
badly.
2 weeks.
Davis is missed badly.
Our secondary kills us, right? I'm not saying they're not playing well.
What's the other guy?
Delaney
got torn apart. They picked on him all day.
You got to think, these guys are rookies. They're nobody.
It doesn't matter. You got to adapt the coverage to that. You got to do something different. If you have a weak corner, you got to bring somebody else to give him up or on the inside. You don't make excuses because this guy's a rookie. You step up and you design plays to help other players out.
Yeah, but maybe that's why they weren't signed by another team.
There was at least 2 minutes there where I thought we might turn it around, though.
I
really thought we might.
I hope for it.
Yeah, maybe that was a better word. Yeah, maybe that was better. Yeah.
Everybody was hoping.
Coaches,
Bucks fans know how to hope, man.
I would have to get off the couch inside and go outside, and then go back inside, and then go back out. I was fucking losing my shit. I was like, dude, it's got to be.
We're still 6-3.
I'm in the bad juju.
We're still 6-3. Yeah. It's like nothing to hold your head over, but fuck.
But not when we should be 8-1.
7-1 at least.
That game right there is one of those.
Rams game is the only game we deserve to lose.
They didn't go in there, wanting to.
It was a bye week, which I thought, like Bo said, I thought we were going to come out feeling good, a little bit rested, and beat up on the Washington football team. But every fucking time, dude. Last season, they beat us too.
There is a difference, though. We are the team that people come after. There is a lot of, these teams do come after us with different shit that we're not kind of used to seeing, which I can kind of get. We're not throwing the kitchen sink.
Yeah, you
out
don't
there.
Have your whole starting crew.
But besides the starters, you can't make that excuse the whole season. You got to find a way to win with what you have. You cannot rely on these guys to come back because it's only 2-3 people on the side of the ball.
It's kind of crazy how, I know you've made it to the NFL. You're good at what you do. Delaney got beat up, but you did make it to the NFL. However, this difference between a Carlton Davis and a Sean Murphy Bunting to a Delaney is fucking huge.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
and that's what's killing us.
We're getting eaten up.
Yeah,
bad. So, joke artist.
No, I was a loogie.
So what we generally do is we give ourselves a grade.
F-.
We give it a grade, a 1 through 1 out of 10.
-2.
For the game. experience.
That boy said negative two.
I know. I'm not there.
That was like a three. I mean, I had to turn it off at some point in time. I mean,
I was going to three. I left
with 2 minutes left. It was rough, man.
Yeah, I was going to say 4.5 to 5.
I was just disappointed.
Oh, even dog this time. Last time when we were down low, you were like, arr, arr, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, so
you
agree.
The only thing positive is Evan. At least Evan's got a touchdown.
We showed we could get in that game and make it a fight.
Wait a minute. He's got the most touchdowns for the franchise now, right?
No, he's tied with Mike Austin. He's 71.
He's 71.
Right. History will be made.
You didn't know how many touchdowns? You didn't know who our touchdown leader was?
Austin was.
With how many?
71. Huh. And he had 70. He got one tied at 70.
So that makes it 71. So he gets one more.
What did, dude, do you realize there's two other fucking people here that you can challenge? Being your fucking brother.
But he's your favorite player.
I mean,
Chip Biden.
Favorite player.
He is.
Chip Biden.
He is my favorite fucking year and football player.
Who, Mike Evans?
No, Mike Ostock. So, let's review the picks real quick from the week.
Oh, man. Week of the
year. It was, we were bad. The only person to take the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football was
Jordy B.
Congrats.
What a fucking debacle. What? This is so. This side. Vegas has something in with
this. Let's go.
Especially when you have the Steelers and Lions tied.
And then last week, the Bills getting smashed by the Jags.
Vegas has it in this year.
And somebody else lost this week, too. You're like.
The Steelers tied it?
No, but there was another one that.
Cardinals. Cardinals got smoked.
Yeah.
Cardinals got smoked.
Oh, yeah. They have Kyler Murray, but they got smoked.
All right, so Ravens lost to the Dolphins Thursday night. The only person to take the Cowboys was Dog. Everybody else took the Falcons. We all took the Bucks. We all lost the Steelers and Lions games because of the tie.
I think I said tie.
I
say tie once a week. I say tie once a week.
Yeah, I'm not.
Panthers, Cardinals. We all took the Cardinals. Vikings, Chargers. Who was the only person to take the Vikings? Thank you very much.
I was the only guy to take the Cowboys.
See, that's another another upset. The Chargers are way better than the Vikings.
So we're tied at 1-1 right now.
Pretty much.
Y'all are trash.
Titans. We all took Titans. Titans. Us three took the Bills. He decided to take the Jets.
They had a chance before the game started.
Dog and I took the Browns. You and Shorty P took the Patriots, which you guys won. We all took the Colts and won. Myself and Shorty P took the Packers. You guys took Seahawks. We won.
Bullshit.
Everybody took Broncos. We all lost against the Eagles and Raiders. The only person to take the Chiefs was yours truly. You guys all took Raiders.
Oh, yeah. 5 touchdowns from Mahomes. All of a sudden, you're back.
Rams at 49ers. We all took the Rams.
Nuh-uh.
So you won with 6 wins.
I got 6 wins.
I got 5. Are you kidding me?
You got 4.
Sure.
You got Cowboys, Titans, Bills, and Colts.
And the last one?
No, Rams. Everybody lost. Rams got beat by the 49ers. Right.
Damn.
Bo had 4 as well. I was 6-8, and Shorty P was 5-9. So.
That was bad.
Not for me, really. I mean, I understand there's some upsets. Obviously, the Cardinals being an upset. Fucking tie game. That was some bullshit. Bucks were upset.
Dude, the
Ravens upset.
Browns got smacked in the face by the Patriots. I mean, it was the week of the upsets, man.
Broncos, too. That was an upset, I believe. And Rams, 49ers, definitely was an upset. So, yeah, you're right.
Week of the upset.
Oh, well. So, overall, bullshit. I guess what we're saying is I would be in first place.
Bravo.
In the picks. Okay, thank you.
Cool, Chip Pelosi.
I would be in first place on the panel.
Yeah, seeing as you count the votes.
Yeah, no, it's not about how counting the votes. Every week we review them. Every week we record them. It's, I mean.
And you have other people pick for you, too. I mean, that's a lot.
I feel like this guy that used to say something like, I've done everything I can do. I've done all I can do.
Wow. Pretty much, man. Yeah. Pretty much. You probably have it in with the bookies and
Hey, man, I'll just tell you this, man. One day when you're on the bottom, it's going to shine way harder.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's going to feel it. He's going to say one of these days you're not going to be on top anymore. And he's going to say wait till his foot is on your face.
How many weeks are left in the season?
Might not be mine. I'm just saying
one of our feet is going on your face.
It could be your next.
That's what he's saying.
Everybody's
not saying that.
First thing it is to get there.
I'm not saying that. He's saying that. you're going down.
How many weeks of football do we have left?
I don't know. Six? Eight? Going down.
Football left. And I'm pretty much, like, let's say 80 points on you. So he has to get 10 points per week.
2 weeks. This was in 2 weeks. You got 100 points. Why can't I do that?
You could. But
you did chip-tastic.
What if
you shorted me-tastic.
You would need almost 20 to 30 points per week.
Not necessarily. What if I put up 160 and you put up 110?
You can't do that because you're not chip.
I'm saying you're not chip. You bear him had him on.
Nah,
you're
not 10
to 20 points. He needs 10. You need more like 20 to 25 points per week.
You just had a couple more bigger games than I have.
Right.
That's all it was.
So I know, but what I'm saying is I'm not falling off. You guys do.
Bro, you had Marshawn Lynch on your team.
I still am in first place. I mean, you guys can say anything.
I'm falling off,
I'm still in first place.
I'm only 80 points out. I'll be there, man. I'm knocking at the door,
like
man.
Said 2 weeks ago. You were in first place, and now you're.
And I'll be back there. That's what I'm saying. I'll be back there. Wow. Oh, my God. This is horrible.
Both of you guys had a couple weeks where I probably put up that 120, and you guys put up a 160 or what? You know,
that's what I'm saying.
I feel like you don't respect us as competition.
I understand, but do you think.
Bo, what do you think? I mean, I feel like he doesn't even respect us.
No, he doesn't.
I'm almost.
He doesn't even see us as like real competition, right?
I said.
That's what I feel like, man.
I review on Friday.
I'm going to start taking some time with these picks, man. This is some bullshit.
On Saturday. And then I finalize Sunday.
Everybody
so I review a couple, three times.
No,
but I've already set mine for the week.
That's fine. Yeah, you got an inside trader.
Right. Yeah. You don't even know. You know they're not even going
to
get.
The NFL.
You know who's going to get injured and who's not.
How much screen time
do
you have a week?
With what?
On your phone.
Oh, who knows? Oh my God! Not nearly as much as you guys, but I mean,
a week.
I'm there. Oh yeah. How many? You guys are like are kids on your phone.
Are you plus or minus 5 hours?
A week? I'm plus.
God, he's like plus 5 a day.
Oh, really? See, I'm only 5 hours a week on my phone.
Really?
Oh, next time I get it on Sunday, I will screenshot it to you. Say I'm 5 to 6 hours of the week screen
well, we
time
know.
On my phone.
We know. We know he's not hitting his social media then, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, we know he's not doing his part there.
He ain't doing nothing.
5 hours a week. We got a post out there this week?
Tonight. Oh, yeah.
Did we?
And I promoted it.
Oh, shit.
So what happens?
He said the only time I'm on here is taking like a fan.
Phone calls for work for 2.5 hours. Is that considered screen time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm.
So that no, how have you guys be?
No, screen time is when you're
opening your app.
Yeah.
It's not on the phone. It's not a phone call.
Oh, yeah, no.
Dude, I got that much time on Duco.
I'm like 5 to 6 hours a week.
It's like a really cool.
Sudoku?
No. Kind of, but you gotta like fit the blocks, almost like Tetris.
Okay,
you gotta
yeah.
fit the blocks in and make. That's pretty fun.
Yeah,
but Snake, huh? Addicting. My latest game was Alien Shooters.
Huh?
Nerd.
Worst fucking. Might as well be Star
Sounds
Wars.
Like a.
Why don't you just buy like a PlayStation 5 or something?
I should. My kids keep telling me the same thing.
So
they got everything else known to God from Xbox.
Hang on. Like, so let's get back to that question. I mean, it should have been a question. Do you see us, any of us, as competition in this?
As competition?
Yeah.
Oh, did you not see my text earlier?
I didn't, I guess.
Okay, well,
let's hear it live on the air.
Let me see.
What did it say?
I don't pay attention.
You're worried about the coming weeks that you think that we're pretty close to
you?
You
guys talk so much shit.
Something like that.
Hey, you guys going to the game on Saturday? Rowdies.
No, dude.
They're in the Eastern
I sent you all I see.
No free tickets, huh?
Are
yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah. So I guess.
Wait, what? You were all easy targets?
All I'm saying is
disrespectful, man. I thought
wow.
we were a team.
Out of 11 weeks, I was out of first place by 9 points. 1 week.
Because you cheated.
Anyway.
You had somebody steal my phone, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's go through and pick this week's.
Yeah, let's pick them.
Tomorrow night, Patriots at Falcons.
Fuck the Pacers.
Did you say the Pacers?
Yeah, man. Stupid assholes.
Patriots, Falcons.
Patriots.
Patriots, Falcons.
Patriots.
Ooh,
Patriots.
Battle of the old Super Bowl.
28-3.
Patriots.
Colts.
Hey, can we hear yours? Come on.
See,
what the fuck is this again?
I said Patriots first.
No, you didn't. No, you did.
You guys just want me to pick first from now on?
I thought we already said that.
You say your team now.
We want to hear what
I'll
you pick so we can
like
then decide.
Here we go. Colts and Bills. I'll say what I feel like saying.
Lose episodes.
Colts.
I'm going Bills.
Colts.
Bills.
No, Colts.
You're taking the Bills?
Yeah.
Colts at Bills? Bills.
Colts at Bills. I will be taking the Bills.
I'll take the rest.
Ravens at Bears.
Wait, what am I going to do when it's Colts and Bucks, man? That's coming up.
Next weekend.
It is, right? That's the 28th. That's going to be a good one. Oh, Ravens. Shit. I might have to go the wrong way.
Who is it? Ravens
at
Bears. Chicago.
Oh, Ravens.
The way the Bucks been playing, I'll probably go with the Colts.
Shit. You can see the door.
Oh, wow. Listen to this guy. It really comes out.
Ravens and Bears.
Bears.
You're going with the Bears.
Yeah.
He has to, man.
I'm going with the Ravens.
There he goes.
Lions at Browns. I will be taking the Browns.
Lions get it this week.
The Browns.
I'm going to go Lions as well.
Lions get it this week.
I'm going Brownies on.
I'm going the Browns.
Upset of the week. I'm calling it. I get 2 points for that.
At Titans. I will be taking the Titans.
Houston Titans.
Titans.
I'll take the Titans.
Mm-hmm. Packers at Vikings.
Vikings. It's going to be an upset.
I'm taking Packers.
Yeah, upset.
You're taking the Packers too.
I'm lose going to lose that one.
With Shorty P.
Mark this one, yeah.
And the Vikings.
Watch this one happen.
Wrong.
Right.
Dolphins at Jets.
Ooh, Dolphins. That's a yes. Tie.
Dolphins. I will be taking the Dolphins.
Hell yeah.
How many points do I get if I call tie and they tie? That's got to be a bonus.
I guess you get.
No, hell no. You guys talk too much shit when you do that.
That's what the show's based on.
Dolphins at Jets.
Jets.
I'll buy dinner again.
You're going with the Jets.
I'm going Dolphins. Yes.
Of course you are. Because you're picking the winning.
She's not from that whiskey wing.
Saints at Eagles. We all know who Chip is going to take.
Probably Saints.
Dude, this is probably one of the most hated games I like to watch.
Saints and Eagles?
Yeah, I hate both those two teams.
This team said you can Eagles. See your way.
Eagles.
You're going Saints?
I'm definitely taking
Eagles.
I'm taking Eagles.
Yes.
All right. And Eagles.
Because Saints are at the Eagles, right?
Yes.
Triple Eagles.
Yeah,
huh?
It's going to be all cold. Right, Trevor Siemian's going to get shook.
Football team of Washington at Carolina Panthers.
He says he's going to get shook. All right.
I hate him, but.
Football team.
I want football team.
Nah, Panthers.
Whoa, they just got smoked.
Gotta be the Panthers.
So you're going Panthers?
Yeah.
They just won.
Panthers won to beat Arizona with Cam Newton. I think Ron Rivera will have something for Cam Newton.
So you're going football team?
I'm going football team.
Okay, and what are you saying down there?
Panthers.
Okay. Football team. 49ers at Jaguars.
Niners.
Yeah, 49ers.
The Chip's going with the Jags.
Chip will not be going with the Jags.
It's a liberal team. I don't like to go with them.
Bengals at Raiders.
Bengals.
Raiders.
Bengals.
Raiders, Bengals, 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 Raiders. Bengals, Bengals.
I'm going.
Bengals, Raiders, Raiders, Raiders. Raiders. No Bengals.
Raiders.
Two Raiders.
Going Raiders?
Yep.
Let's go, Pacers.
I think I will go with the Bengals. All right. Cowboys at Chiefs. I will be going with the Chiefs.
Cowboys
as well.
Chiefs. Yep. No Cowboys.
Get over to Chiefs.
Cowboys at Chiefs.
Yes.
Cowboys.
I'm going Chiefs.
Exactly.
Split house again, man. This
Cardinals at Seahawks.
Cardinals, for sure.
I would agree.
Cards.
Is Kyler playing?
Yes, he is.
Is D-Hop playing? They're both questionable.
Well, Murray's.
Who are you going with?
I said Cardinals. Okay. I said it first.
I'm going to take the upset.
Okay.
Seahawks are just a big upset.
Steelers at Chargers.
Chargers.
Steelers? We said Steelers, yeah.
I'm going Chargers, man. They don't have a quarterback over there in Pittsburgh.
We'll see.
All right, and the last one I don't have to ask, hopefully.
Monday Night Football.
They might find a water boy.
How many points? Monday Night Football. Bucks, Giants. Everybody's taking the Bucks.
Dun, dun, dun,
yep,
dun.
For sure.
Dun, dun.
Points.
I'm going to go.
41.5. 41.5. 41.5.
39.
I think we're going to drop over 40 points this game. It's at home. I think we're going to we got to come up swinging. Tom's pissed. The defense is going to light it up.
He's got a bone with the Giants.
I'm going to say 58.
Dude, look what number I put in for myself before the show even started. 58.
I'll do 58 and a half.
There you go. Try to
beat your I'm already at 40 or 39.
I will say.
No, if you do
58. I'll do 63. I'll do 63. Okay. That's a 40-23. Okay. I just hope defense doesn't give up that many points because I plan on picking
up FanDuel. Well, you know, could be garbage time.
Could be. All right, so we'll see what happens starting tomorrow night. Patriots and Falcons. And everybody took the Patriots. All right. So, gentlemen.
What's tomorrow night's game?
Tomorrow night's game is Patriots and Falcons.
Yeah. Man, Mac Jones is kind of impressive, man.
I agree.
Buccaneer Bo Trivia, ready to go? Say nay for the answer. With his touchdown catch in Week 10, Mike Evans passed Mike Olmstead as the leading scorer among non-kickers in franchise history. Is the number of kickers who still have more points for the Bucks than Evans higher or lower than 4?
Lower.
Lower. That chip lower.
Higher.
No, he's caught all but 3 of those kickers. Martin Gramatica, Michael Houston, and who's the last
one? No, you didn't say your name first.
I said lower first.
You didn't know, but you didn't say your name.
But then you copied.
You have to say your name.
All right. Who's the third kicker?
Point goes to Chip.
I'm sorry, Gramatica?
Who are the two? I'm repeating myself because you guys want to have your own conversation during my trivia.
Come on, Bucket. Come on.
What?
Who was it?
Who is it?
Let's get us the names.
I already gave you the names.
Martin Gramatica.
Michael Houston.
And then there's one more.
Matt.
Nope. You're wrong. You lose.
Matt, no, not Matt Bryant?
No.
Kicker Matt Bryant. He got SARS or something like that. He didn't kick long with
that. What? Is that a fact?
Sean, who is it?
That's crazy. 4. I don't know that.
Dude, I don't
know. Connor Barth.
Connor Barth. God, he was a good kicker.
The Buccaneers will take the Giants on Monday Night Football, Week 11. Tampa Bay's all-time win-loss record on Monday Night Football is currently even. Is the Bucs' win total on Monday nights higher or lower than 10?
Dog, higher.
Chip, lower.
The Bucs are Shorty P an lower. Astonishing win-loss record that's identical to itself with a total of the magic number is 12-12. Inside linebacker Devin White recorded 2 sacks in last Sunday's game in Washington. He has the most multiple sacks game in team history among all players who are not defensive linemen or edge rusher. Is his number of multiple sack games higher or lower than 5?
Dog lower.
Shorty P lower.
Chip higher.
White has 4 multiple sack games.
Let's go.
Chip was right again.
No, he wouldn't.
What? He's right when he's wrong. There you go. Chip buys him. There it is. Hell yeah.
That sounds better.
Hell yeah.
What about the what ifs? What's the what ifs this week?
What ifs?
What? We got a good what if.
We all got what ifs.
I got it.
What if I was winning this FanDuel?
That's a big what if.
No, let's do some serious what ifs. Let's go around the table. Let's hear it.
All right. I think the one that Dog sent earlier is a good one to start with. What if the NFL really went to a 40-team roster, we'll call it.
5 in a division, 8 divisions.
5 in a division, no. 8 divisions. No. We Dog and I were trying to say, what city? So we think Texas would get another one.
Texas for sure would
get one. I think St. Louis would get one. I think you'd have another one up in the Northeast somewhere. You'd have football up there.
Another one in the Midwest.
Midwest. You'd have to have another one in the South, too.
It's going
to
be like a Dakota something for North and South Dakota.
No, there's not. Can't do Dakota.
You could.
I would say Virginia, maybe.
Tennessee might get 2. I mean, you got Memphis and, I mean, Nashville has a team. You got Memphis. You got Knoxville.
Ooh, I got a good one. Kansas. Psych.
No, but.
Boring ass state. I think they'd probably.
Dude, that's the lower states where they love football, like Alabama. Or
that's what I'm saying.
Iowa. I'd like to see one in Iowa.
Mississippi would be a good
just the straight Mississippi
blood dog.
Southwest Louisiana State University.
Yeah. I personally, I'm not for it.
Really?
I think right now there's too many teams because if you look at the whole NFL top to bottom, there's not even 32 good teams. So you put 8 more teams out there, you're going to have 8 more shitty teams.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, man. You are. I'm sorry. There's not even
30. That's the pessimist.
No, it's not, man. It's my opinion. My
I know, that's the pessimist.
Go watch Ellen DeGeneres. You want to talk about big words like that. Oh, yeah. There's not 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. There's not. You can't say there is. So we're going to find 8 more.
That's just going to give more people opportunity to work.
There's not 32 starting quarterbacks.
Well, I got an answer for that argument. How many times do they draft all these fucking draft geniuses?
Colt McCoy is still a quarterback.
Talk about they tell you about all these badass quarterbacks in college, this and that. And there's guys like the Tom Brady's and then that come out in the 6th round actually build and make something.
So I'll tell you what.
There's a lot of raw talent left on the
bullshit. I'll tell you what right now. Tom Brady got his chance, he shot. Every quarterback that comes in the NFL gets his chance to shine to continuously hold
his job. Look at quarterbacks like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Josh Johnson.
Keep working.
Keep working.
There's 3 quarterbacks on every team.
How
many times have we seen a quarterback like a guy like Mike White? He comes in back.
What is your positive side from expanding this league to 40 teams? More football?
I don't have a problem.
You want more teams to root for besides Atlanta and the Bucs?
I wasn't going to say that shit.
I don't understand where this comes from.
Such animosity.
Not on air, Chip.
Not on air. Okay,
but there's a reason why there's so many teams because you got to keep.
I think it would be fun.
If they do anything like that, have a sub league, have a minor league, like an AFL kind of thing.
This makes me think. What if they allowed walk ons?
They do.
No, but see,
you can try out for the NFL.
You have to literally.
I think you have to be in college.
You can't create another.
I thought you had to play in college.
You
can't
come off the street there. I mean, but it's a dime and a dozen. You got to fucking.
It's just ultimately. It's just
I didn't even know they had public tryouts.
They don't.
We used to be 5 teams.
Very rare, but you got to know.
I know.
They're really kind of just going back with just an attitude.
Vision. 96, they brought Carolina Panthers. Then there was the Jaguars, the Titans, and then. Houston, Texas. That's 4 teams since 95.
I'm saying that they are.
They're just trying to line their pockets.
It's only adding one team
to
every
man.
Existing conference.
I don't like it.
Who would we? We have a. What are we at? We have Atlanta, Carolina, us, and.
Why was Atlanta the first team set?
And New Orleans. So Mississippi, if it was what? If Mississippi Mud Dogs was real, it'd be in our
division. I think it would be cool. I think it would be a lot of fun too.
Yeah, their plays would be really hard to disguise. I mean, you wouldn't understand them.
Who'd want to play in Mississippi in the middle of August?
Brett Favre.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Brett Favre. I don't know. I just think there's enough. There's enough out there. The only reason why they want to do that is make more money. That's it.
Yeah.
It's not the exposed talent.
No shit. It's a fucking business.
If it was the exposed talent, you would have a league out of high school. Fuck college, because obviously college isn't cool anymore.
I don't have a problem with them making money. It's a business.
You're not listening to me, man. You have a supplemental.
You've got a horrible opinion on this.
You have a farm league. You have a farm league, and you have a developing league.
So that's what we do. Why don't we do a development team that only the 4 people in that division could pull from?
There you go.
That's something they could work with the XFL with. But, dude, you cannot bring it. There's nothing that's going to be like the NFL or MLB. And the MLB just started paying for their minor leaguers, their AAA low-ball players. They just started paying for their housing.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
I mean, give it a try, man.
Give it a shot. Jordan P., what's your what if for tonight?
It was honestly, what if they allowed walk ons?
Would
you give it a try?
Not anymore. I got one good leg left. That's the idea.
Dude,
right?
You're 10 years younger than Brady.
What if we would have had one less fumble?
I mean, shit. Huh?
What if we would have had one less fumble in the Bucs game? Do you think we would have pulled it off?
Nah. Oh, but one to two less interceptions, less fumble. Yes, maybe.
No, we needed 2 more.
Could that?
No, because they turn those into points every time.
What if we had?
That's what I thought too. I mean, but
that doesn't. You can't.
We'd have to have a couple. What if not one less? Maybe 2 or 3. Yeah,
that extra point. We didn't miss the extra point.
What if we stop them on 3rd and 11 and they kick and they miss, and then we get the ball with 1:40 left with 2 timeouts?
Yeah, but dude, we missed a kick where
you're just totally going over my question.
4 points.
I understand that. But what if we got the ball back being down by 3 after they missed their field goal?
What if we rested our defense a little more? I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, what if we would have called a timeout at 7 minutes? What if?
What if we didn't have stupid penalties?
What if?
What if? Chip, what's your what if?
What if was about the 40. Teams.
What? I thought that was Sean's. Yeah, he did steal his. Can't steal his. You asked.
What if you didn't? What if? I mean, what if you guys spent one podcast without mentioning Chip Biden, Atlanta, Patriots?
Ain't nobody gonna listen.
I got a what if. What if we drove on the opposite side of the road?
I have one for you. Do you know that we all park? I think we've talked about this maybe one time. Do you know that we all park incorrectly? Do you know how we're supposed to park? Have you seen this?
Well, you can only come in the parking lot.
Okay, so I'm saying when you pull into your parking spot,
yeah,
everybody is supposed to park with their right tires against the right line on it.
I do that every time.
So then the person that's getting a driver has plenty of room.
I try to do that, but I can't.
Everybody has to do it for the work.
I try to do it. I can't.
Fuck that door. I don't open that door.
No, you mean the right.
Yeah, my right side. I don't open that door. I'm not in myself. Yeah,
I'm just saying, at all the lots of like these car manufacturers and stuff, if you look at their parking lots, every time the right tires are on the right line.
Hey, let's go back to last week when we seen that space shuttle take off.
That was pretty cool.
I was taking out the trash, and I see my neighbor just looking out the window. I was like, what are they doing now? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm watching a rocket ship. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he told us. He was like, oh, a rocket ship going off. And we're like, what? Right when we get down, we see it up in the air.
Really?
Pretty neat.
Yeah, you were awesome. There.
You were there, Chip.
You were there.
I just said it was pretty cool. And you guys were talking to me like I wasn't.
So what about my what if?
What about your what if?
What if you didn't vote for Joe Biden?
See?
Wow.
I only did that because of that.
People are going to get the wrong impression.
No, here's my serious
They really are.
What if the Bucks were literally 506-3? Are you more freaked out or are you less?
Oh, I'm freaking out.
If we're 500.
I'm freaking.
Yeah. You're hitting the button early? Since we're 6-3, it's
dude, just, if this is the button, I'm like right there, bro. I'm ready. I'm ready to push it.
And that game ticked me off.
Yeah. Oh.
Dude, I wore these. Okay, I'm not even going to front to you guys. I bought myself some birthday gifts from the Bucks store.
Your birthday was in October.
I know.
And I got some late birthday gifts.
And I wore them.
Your gray ones.
And then, obviously, we had to buy. And then I wore them last week.
You need to throw them out?
And I fucking said, I'm never wearing these shorts again on game day.
I would hide them. I wouldn't even have them.
I'm not even washing them.
I got certain hats I won't wear on certain game days.
After the Rays lost, I changed my TV background from blue to red. And after they did that, the Bucks have been, I think, 2-2, so I went back to blue.
Yeah, everybody's got superstitions, man.
I have big superstitions and shit like that.
Katie, even the other day, Katie's like, hey, well, the reason why the Bucks keep losing is because you don't have your lamp on over there.
That's how Katie, she didn't figure out my Bucks. Bo's Buccaneers secret.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell her that you lied to her.
I didn't lie to her.
And by the way, she's the one looking to see, because I know you were wanting to purchase. Yeah. Said condo?
Oh, shit.
So she's the one looking up the numbers, just so you know. Okay.
You got to work your magic, pal. That's all it means.
Yeah.
I'll just make them for her.
Sure, so try, because all my friends have done real well with Katie.
I'll get my recipe book.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think another big thing that Bo's not mentioning is the meat, man. I think the meat is the... I think the meat's a big thing.
It is a big thing. Very big thing.
You get some of that lean meat. That lean meat's never going to work for you, man.
I think he mixes like sausage in it or something.
No, I did that one time.
He did that one time, and it wasn't as good as what he did last week, the other week.
Yeah,
that's right. I almost died.
Can you almost die. Make his without? Because it was really good.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was nowhere near like the times without.
I could make you a turkey burger and you wouldn't.
I no, yes, I would.
Man, this guy.
Challenge accepted.
It's like giving me soy milk and saying, oh, you'll never be able to pull
the that's stupid.
Yeah.
So now he's saying it might be in the seasoning as well. That's what he's leading me to believe now, too.
I could literally put all the seasonings I use in front of you, and you still will not be able to replicate it.
100%.
But you're telling me you can fine, make a turkey burger taste like it.
Yeah. You can't. Well, honestly, have you ever had a turkey burger?
I have.
And can you?
No, they're good.
Can you tell it's yes. the difference between a lean cut ground beef?
Yes. No, not a real bullshit. Lean, no. It's drier, though, yeah. It's a little drier.
Yeah, 80-20 is bullshit, Chip.
Oh. I'd love to see how you keep that moist, yeah, for sure. I'd love to see how you make what? It moist. I don't feel like...
Whoa, brother.
I don't feel like those podcast. Are moist.
Now you're talking about the hell around here. No.
Yeah, it's butter.
How are you seriously going to make a nice, juicy turkey
burger? Yeah, it's butter.
Really?
I would.
I guess, maybe.
Dude, you put butter on anything.
It's all in the spatula, man.
That's yes. true.
All the
spatula. How much wings. Pressure? How
some
much
nice
pressure?
Wings pretty good.
Huh?
How much pressure you put on that spatula?
I really don't. I sometimes I use a tong. I don't really have to use. But no, you never do that. Never squish the patty. Squishing the patty is a big no-no.
Is there a secret seasoning too, though? Let me just. I'll end it with that.
I know he has.
Is there a secret seasoning?
Garlic sauce,
salt, pepper, garlic.
That's a lie. That's
salt, pepper, garlic, man. Granulated garlic.
Man, that's what I put on my steak.
I have too. Seen that's that little. Right. I've seen this little bowl.
Maybe sometimes paprika.
I've really. Yeah, I've seen this bowl and everything that you have with the spices in it.
That's
all
different
that.
Stuff, man.
Really?
You don't even know.
I don't. That's why I'm asking. I mean, fuck, I know that.
Really, that's a punch recipe. That's
it's a punch recipe, but it ain't a punch burger.
Nah, I ain't a punch burger. I had a couple of those.
No, that's a $15 to $20 burger, I gotta say. Anybody that hasn't had a
burger. Dude, if I could get $20 for that burger, I should. Yeah.
Bo made those sliders over the weekend.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Bo and I have been talking.
He sent pictures of it too. We weren't here.
Sports Pub and Grill for about what 2 years?
I know that place right here would be perfect for it, right on the corner across the street from the mall.
That'd be awesome. Yeah,
why not? Too big.
Let's get it.
No,
it needs to be. That's why
Whiskey Wings is perfect. Like that. How you haven't even been in there? That's
no, like the size of.
Just a Bo's Burgers, man. It's all it has to be.
What is it?
You need at least 20.
Like the Five Guys that's over on Tyrone, that's a good size.
Yeah, but you want a sports bar, you got to have at least 50.
Well, no, you can put TVs in there.
You don't want to. Five Guys, you set maybe 20 people at most. You have little two tops everywhere.
Yeah, that's not like that.
Multiple rooms, bro. They got the order room.
They got fucking
two seats.
This ain't Cody's.
How about the Hooters? Come on,
yeah,
Hooters.
Where the Hooters was, yeah.
Where
the
Hooters?
Where it was, I'm saying, Tyrone.
No, that used to be owned by Hamburger Mary's, absolutely not.
But I'm saying that size.
I tell you, Whiskey Wings is the ideal for a sports bar.
I don't know.
The old Hooters, that would be perfect.
Yeah, but it was owned by Hamburger Mary's, not doing it.
It would get gutted, though.
No, it'd have to get demolished and have to see in there.
Stop. We could do one-eyed Willie's, man. Serve foot-long hot dogs.
Dude, that would be
pack it with some cheese.
Hell yeah!
We're talking about names for
Game 7 Sportsbook.
He just said the hot dog, the glizzy, would be what?
The one-eyed Willie,
deep-fried bacon-wrapped hot dog,
no bun.
Hell yeah! Right,
infused ketchup and mustard inside the.
Oh
dog.
Shit, that'd be awesome.
Make it happen, though. All right, guys. You guys got anything else? How these people get all of us, dog?
Hit us up on Instagram or Twitter. I don't know if the Twitter's been activated as well.
No, oh my gosh, it better be active.
Those are charging.
Hit us up on IG.
Twitter sucks.
Studio line 844-542-411. Text line 727-388-1644. Has anyone checked the text line?
Yeah, I don't get it.
And you don't get nothing.
There's a lot of messages there.
You're probably getting in arguments with people.
I know.
That he's been fighting with our fans.
Can you still get in?
Yeah, I'm still logged in, but the last call is it's like robots that's been calling.
No,
you don't call them back. You don't.
I did.
You don't talk to them?
They're robots. It's automated voice system.
Seem to be strange.
Come on, guys. Someone trying to get
the we need to post the
You know, it's we because we're not giving away this helmet. I mean,
one time a few years.
It's all the helmet.
I got what you mean.
That's why we're losing, too. It's all the helmet. Gotta give this helmet away, man. I think if we give this helmet away, things will turn for us.
Get rid of that fucking thing.
That's what I'm saying. I think people start calling, texting again. I mean, I think this helmet's pissed everybody off.
Yeah, sure. It sounds good, Shorty P. Your mic is off.
Wow. Shit.
All right. We're out of here. Take a look at
me. See you. Go Bucks.
Go Rowdies. Go Bucks.